Thanks for having me.
Congrats on this new role. So the transition just happening right now?
Yes, we're currently in transition between Daryl and I, so I'm in huge learning process, and I'm looking forward to taking on the new challenges here.
Well, Daryl has been a great advocate. He has done some great work, as I'm sure you will agree, through the years, and we've appreciated having him on the show. So I'm hoping we can forge that kind of relationship with you as well, Todd.
I would hope so.
Okay, so let's talk about, I was just talking about safety on the highways, the number of deer and just wildlife in general on the highways. We really do see a spike at this time of the year.
Certainly, yeah. Breeding season is upon us, right? So all our moose, deer, elk, they have one thing on their mind, and it's not safety around the roads, that's for sure. Yeah, we see, I guess in 2024, we saw just over 9,000 wildlife collisions. Unfortunately, some of them are resulting in fatalities. And that's something we're looking to avoid going forward.
I was just looking at those SGI stats. Yeah, more than 9,000 collisions, 400 injuries, 4 fatal collisions, 5 people dead as a result of these types of accidents. Is it safe to say it's the whole province, or are there areas that are worse than others?
Well, I think given the recent history, there are certain areas of the province that have higher deer populations, we'll say, if we're going to talk specifically deer, than others. But it would be something that would be applicable province-wide.
Mm-hmm.
At this time of year, just slow down, take it a little bit easy, make sure your lights are on, and really be cautious looking for the wildlife along the road corridors.
We're chatting today with Todd Smith, incoming executive director of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. I mentioned I was down in Bengough a couple of weeks ago. Everybody that, as I was leaving, was saying, cautioning me, watch for deer, that area down there, because it's so open, it's so flat. Deer are often, you can see those eyes off on the side of the road or in the field. Is deer the predominant danger when it comes to these sorts of roadway accidents? I know we've seen some tragedies with moose.
Yeah, deer tend to be our most prevalent species here, especially in the southern part of the province. But the moose population is relatively stable in most areas, so they are definitely a much larger creature than the deer. So injuries or collisions with moose tend to end poorly for the driver and for the vehicles involved.
Is it just an awareness thing, Todd, or are there things that people can do that increase the likelihood that they won't have an accident like this?
Driving, obviously, if you can travel or if you have to travel, if you travel a little bit earlier in the evening, deer and moose and elk tend to be more active, like you said earlier, at dusk and dawn. So if we can, if you have the option, travel a little bit earlier, but definitely reduce your speed at this time to give you more time for stopping. And use your headlights, be on the lookout constantly for wildlife along the roadway.
I actually see a text coming in as we're talking, asking, what is the process? If you were to hit a deer, is there a process? Is there something you're supposed to do, a number you're supposed to call?
First, make sure that you are okay and any of your passengers are okay. If the deer is deceased, there's really not a whole lot that needs to be done. Unless you have to file a claim, obviously, with SGI. If it is in the ditch or is suffering, you should contact your local conservation officers, and they'll be able to assess the situation and deal with it as needed.
Okay. Well, listen, this has been a good check-in for us, Todd. Congrats again on the new role, and I hope that you and I can chat again. There's always lots to chat about. I mean, we are in kind of prime hunting season right now, aren't we?
We are, yep. Everything is pretty well rolling right now. Waterfowl, upland birds, big game. Everyone's out in the field having a good time.
What are your priorities coming into this job, coming into this new role?
One, learn as much as possible. I've been on the provincial board here for a while, but that's kind of one side of it. You don't get to necessarily see the inner workings of the organization until you're in the trenches, I guess, if you want to give it that analogy. Hoping to continue our relationships with the Ministry of Environment, develop those relationships and make them stronger, as well as other conservation organizations within the province.
Good stuff. Well, Todd, we appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for your message, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Todd Smith, incoming executive director to the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. And let's give a tip of the hat to our friend Daryl Crabb, who has been on this program many times, been doing that job for a long time, stepping towards retirement, which is why we see that transition with Todd stepping into the role. And a great message for sure to be aware of the wildlife challenges and dangers on our roadway as you are traveling on the highways, especially around dusk. Okay, we're going to take another break. When we come back, there has been a fairly significant development when it comes to treatment with for people with Huntington's disease. This is very, very welcome and good news for many people who either are affected or have family members that have been diagnosed.